Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. And people, if you complained about all the weather last week, all the rainy days, all the bad weather for the last part of this year, I hope you are enjoying every single minute of this absolute perfect sunshine. We are getting the sunshine leads to a great show. Steve Rummage is in Las Vegas. Brian Hall in the booth.
What up, everybody? No, one thing that I did want to get out, because I know we don't talk a lot of baseball on here, but I am kind of semi-excited about seeing Hunter Green pitch for the Louisville Bats tonight. You know, Hunter Green was a kid out of high school who was taken as the number two overall pick ahead of Brendan McKay a couple years ago by the Cincinnati Reds. And, you know, he's been working his way through the minor league system, but he's a guy that apparently can get into that three-digit speed. So.
Isn't he, like, undefeated right now as far as minor league?
Yeah, so he's the number two prospect, I think, I think he's the number two prospect in the Reds organization right now. But obviously, being a former number two overall pick, they have high expectations for him. So he's a guy that should be a major piece of the Cincinnati Reds coming up. And now he's currently on the Louisville Bats, and you can catch him for his debut with the Bats tonight at Louisville Slugger Field. So
93.9 DeVille? Will we be carrying the
game? We don't
carry
the Bats.
Thought we did. What's wrong with the Bats? They should be coming straight to 93.9 DeVille.
Just saying.
Okay. Well, I thought Reds tied us in with the Bats. But that's okay. I should know the program. But my job is not the program director. I just make the programs awesome. So, a lot of conversation we got to have today. It seems like our days just keep getting better. I'm still a little disappointed. I didn't get a lot of internet traffic on John Calipari to the NBA again. Oh, but that was funny. It was more one of the more predictable stories.
I'm intrigued by this mystery guest.
Oh, mystery guest. That's right. So, Brian, it is your responsibility to be on the clock at 25. We have got to get into a commercial break. Even if I'm in the middle of the deepest ranting conversation, you cut me off and you just say, quick commercial break, and you just cut it straight to commercial, and we'll talk about four pegs, or we'll talk about...
I'll just be like, 25.
Right. 25, we'll talk about... We'll go straight to Derek A. Stewart. We'll go to four pegs. We'll go to any commercial, because the mystery guest...
What was your hint? It was the real MVP?
You haven't posted it yet?
Oh, yeah, it's up.
Oh, it's up on Twitter.
It's been up for 30 minutes.
Okay, almost. Good. No, has anybody guessed it just yet? Has anybody, no, not guessed
I'll
it.
Check.
Has someone tried to make a guess at who our mystery guest is? 10:30. And listen, like, y'all should know me by now. Y'all should know me enough to know what kind of thing excites Marcus Maben to the point where he doesn't want to tell you. Think about this. In radio, you're supposed to tell people what you got, you know, what program you got in store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I think the tweet's pretty cool, but it's been up for 24 minutes and nobody's responded.
Oh, but they just know. They should know that I got to be tuned in at 10:30 on the dot. So tell a friend. Hey, y'all, Marcus is excited about something, so we got to see what he got brewing behind the scenes. So, yeah. Special mystery guest at 10:30. The hint is what, Brian?
The real MVP.
Don't get no better than that. So, we got a little conversation. I got to send a shout out, Brian. This is, I'm comfortable. I think we take pride in being comfortable. You, myself, Steve Rummage, we can acknowledge, you know, when you know, an opponent is better. We can acknowledge, you know, when someone does a better job than us, you know, like we're competitive, but we also good sports in general, good sportsmen. And we're comfortable in our, you know, masculinity and all that, right? And all that good stuff. I got to say this. I have never, ever in my life seen Steve dressed as nice as he was in that Las Vegas picture.
I saw the tweet that you sent me.
If y'all follow Steve Rummage on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, you need to find this picture of Steve Rummage and his wife at Caesars.
It might be the first time I've ever seen him not in sweatpants or shorts.
I've seen him dressed up a couple times.
Or with a backwards hat on.
Listen, Steve Rummage, and here's the thing. I'm going to ask him this. And I'm going to force him to acknowledge there's absolutely no way possible he chose his own ensemble.
No, I highly doubt.
Would you do you agree with that, Brian?
No, but the shirt's pretty wild.
That's what I mean. He has the collars. I mean, it.
He looks clean cut.
He is clean. The belt. Listen, y'all. The belt and the shoes were made together. He either bought that out of the Versace store or charity put that together for him.
And then he's standing at Caesar's Palace, and it's like he's about to ask the question. He's like, so did the real Caesar live here?
Listen, and charity's dress is so nice as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's a really, really good-looking picture. I'm like, Steve, bravo. Steve, if that's what you're gonna do, look, I feel like you. I feel like Mike Lowry, right? And the, you know, in the final scenes of Bad Boys.
Oh yeah.
When he says, "Now that's how you drive. From now on, that's how you drive." Steve, if you can get that clean, that's what you do.
I mean, he's just getting ready, you know, to be a realtor. I mean, he's just getting that whole feel going.
I don't know if that's quite realtor material, but that's
well. He's gonna have to dress up more than he usually does if he's gonna be a realtor.
That's Vegas realtor gear right there.
That is Vegas realtor gear. Yeah, he's probably out there meeting with some realtors from Vegas, trying to learn the tricks of the trade, and they're like, "You got to wear one of these nice shirts." And he's gonna come back here, and he's gonna be so out of place.
Listen, I got two guesses on the mystery: Deion Branch or Jalen Johnson. Those are two. So, yeah, we're going to have that conversation. We're going to have, speaking of MVPs, we're going to have a conversation about what we're going to do with this Donovan Mitchell situation. Right? Because here's the thing. Donovan Mitchell has done so much more than I could have expected him to do over. Put it this way. Donovan has put the total stats up now that I thought he would have. Like, once I saw he was going to be able to stick in the league after a first couple of games, because I didn't know. And your situation always makes a difference. Once I saw Donovan Mitchell's first couple of games, I said, okay, he's going to stick around in the league for a while, right? But I thought it was going to be a 6 to 12 long-term, you know, just do a lot of years, but, you know, but just be on benches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or play, but, you know, not really just like all-star, superstarred up, right? Once he started going superstar mode, he's put up the numbers, career-type numbers over multiple seasons, right? First of all, he's getting jerked over these all-star votings and these all-NBA team votings. He's getting a raw deal. A very extremely raw deal for his production. But here's the thing. I gotta be an adult about it too, right? And I got to ask you this question. I'll ask callers as well. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. What does Donovan Mitchell have to do outside of winning to be respected as a top caliber player, because he has numbers that put him any like you have to combine. Okay, if Julius Randle averages a few more rebounds than him, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say this: is there Julius Randle was a sixth seed in the East or something? Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle went out the first. Donovan Mitchell had the number one record in the NBA and was obviously the best player on the number. I at this point, I hate to complain, right? But I turn into grandpa. What are you teaching us? What are you teaching us now? Mm-hmm. What are we learning? If Donovan Mitchell is the best player on the best team in the NBA and he can't be on one of the first three teams.
Yeah. I can't justify the snub like in any way, shape, or form. The only thing that I can think of, you know, that, to answer your first question about what he can improve on is obviously he puts up the point totals, and that's not a problem. But maybe more, you know, just some of the other things, some more, maybe a little higher assist totals, maybe a little bit better defense, maybe a little bit better rebounding from the guard position.
I came up with two quick options. Okay. And I remember I said, other than winning, because here's the thing. That's what they do. When they don't want to give you credit, they say, well, if you have to win six championships to even be, because, you know, or you put some standards on him. Like, only one team's going to win, but he is without a doubt an NBA top 15 player. He has performed at a top 15 level this basketball season, right? So my two suggestions, my two explorations are, A, Donovan Mitchell has to get Conley out of there, and he has to be a full-time point guard. He has to be a full-time point guard. Listen, he's most effective. He's a superstar at the two. He's going to have to go Steph Curry, Dame Lillard. He's just going to have to go full point guard for his team and have Conley at the two, or go get another – big time score Clarkson or whoever and put them at the two. Conley just can't be the point. And even with the best record, I mean,
I don't know. We're also seeing the Utah Jazz struggling without Mike Conley right now, too.
Listen, I agree, but here's the thing. You go get another bona fide shooting guard, a big wing man.
And you make Mitchell's point.
Yeah, because athletically, but like Conley, he needs help.
Yeah,
he needs
help. He's towards the end of his career. I mean, right. Don't get me wrong. He still plays at a high level, but I just meant, like, if you're trying to build a team for the future, he's not the long-term solution.
And what he brings to the table is not Chris Paul level. Like, Chris Paul's getting away with being old, but that, you know.
He's a high-level point guard, but he's not elite.
Right. Okay, so Conley moving Donovan into, okay, it'll drop your scoring, but you got to go with your play. You got to boost your playmaking, your assist. You're
more of an all-around player.
Yeah, control the game as a point guard. Mm-hmm. Or you got to get out of Utah.
I think he needs some scoring help, too, just because, like last night, he was jacking threes at the end, and he was out of sync.
Listen, there's no doubt he was out of sync. Playoffs are tough because the thing that makes the playoffs the toughest is that scouting every night. We get to see you for 48 minutes after the game. I'm watching you 48 minutes, and they clip it up so you can watch every single play in a game in 24 minutes. So people who spend 2 hours of film study literally can watch a game 10 times just On your video director editing up, okay, I want all edits to Donovan Mitchell because I'll be guarding him tomorrow night. You know, mm-hmm. Like you can find ways, analytics, how many times he misses from the left side of the basket, the right side of the basket, push him going right, you know.
But watching the game last night, like Quinn Snyder, he even made the comment. He's like, we have to get Donovan Mitchell help. He's doing too much on his own. And so to me, I think, like you said, kind of maybe getting that wing score so that he doesn't have all the pressure at the end of the game. Because I'm not going to lie, it was kind of cringeworthy watching some of the shot selections that he had towards the end of the game last night.
Is he running out of gas?
Well, he's also, you know, not 100%. I mean, he's playing on an injury. You know, he's trying to make up for Conley being out. He's got a lot of weight. He probably had a lot of pressure on him being at home last night. The Kawhi Leonard-less Clippers coming to town, and everybody's saying that the Clippers are done.
How much money did Vegas make last night on that Clippers win?
A ton. They're thanking Paul George right now. They're like, PG-13, you just made Vegas survive for another week.
I know we just had Nate in here talking about officiating. But if there ever was a call, that call would have got made last night. Clippers got to win tonight.
Yeah.
Because everybody took Utah. I guarantee everybody in Utah who gambles took the Utah Jazz the moment they found out.
Anybody who gambles on the NBA period would have taken the Utah Jazz.
I guarantee. Oh, they cleaned up.
Especially because, you know, Paul George, as great of a player as he is, he doesn't have a great reputation in the playoffs. And so it was one of those things where they're like, how is, you know, this guy who already has a bad rep in the playoffs going to take a team on his back?
You see Ballmer hugging him. I tell you what, who we got on our phone line?
We got Mike.
Mike, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Marcus, Jimmy Butler, I'm perturbed about this All-NBA team. So the first two teams, there's really not a whole lot of arguing going on. But that third team, man, come on. Jimmy Butler, he made the All-NBA team this year due to the bubble last year. You can't convince me otherwise. And I hate UK, but you cannot tell me that Donovan Mitchell and Devin Booker don't deserve to be on that at least third team,
right,
with the two best records in the West, the right, two best players, putting up numbers, carrying teams, and Jimmy friggin' Butler made it? Come on, man. That's all I got.
No, listen, that was as irritating. I mean, the Tatum, Booker, Donovan, I didn't like the vote. And again, if you're doing media and the guys out, and I mean, I can't really say anything about Tatum. I think the media's kind of, you know what? These guys are too boring for him. Tatum's too boring. Donovan's too boring. They're just efficient and boring.
I just feel like Mitchell's never been respected. It's one of those things where he's always been overlooked, you know, like people were even questioning him getting max money with the Jazz. And it's like, no matter what he does, he leads his team to the one seed in the all-powerful Western Conference, and he still can't get any respect.
And I'll admit this, I'm late to the party too as well, because I feel like we underappreciated him at Louisville a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I kind of didn't want to be quick to throw stones at everybody not giving him respect. Like Lamar Jackson, I was on board from the beginning. Like, no, we loved him and we thought the world should acknowledge him. Donovan Mitchell, we knew he was good. But the moment he showed what he can do in the league, you know, like I said, I tried to cut a little slack because I didn't know what he would do either. But he's been doing his thing. Donovan has been playing at the level of respect worthy. And I don't want to say it's a Utah thing, but as you watch, I got to get Jordan out of Milwaukee too. Mm-hmm. I either got to get that coach out of Milwaukee or get Jordan out of Milwaukee. Because he's an elite guy, and he can help. He could help a team in this.
Jordan showed what he could do once he got a little opportunity. When the Bucks, you know, had already secured their playoff spot, and they were kind of just playing some of the backups, and he goes out for a 37-point performance.
He was a lot more efficient than given credit for. So, yeah, the Jordan thing, but I don't want to admit that Utah's not the place for Donovan, but if it's going to be like this, if he's going to be able to do this number.
Do you think part of it has to do with the smaller market? You know, they always talk about the markets and marketing players, and that if he got into a New York or an LA or a Chicago,
where the energy is, that's one of the only things. Brian, let's stay on schedule. We got to take this commercial break. Mystery guest coming right up after this commercial break. I'm so excited. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 DeVille.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I know. I can feel the anticipation. I know you know. Marcus Maben never fails you. He is a guy who knows where the bread is buttered. He is a guy who can direct you to where the source of all the riches are. So when you heard, or when I tweeted out, or when I said we have the real MVP joining us today on Middays with Marcus Maben, I want y'all to tune in and get the good questions and get the follow button ready for this young man. I'd like to welcome to Middays with Marcus Maben, unveiling of the special guest, video producer of the basketball team, Troy Beckman. Thanks for joining us today on 93.9. How's it going, my man?
Oh, man, it's good. Now, I don't think I've ever been introduced like that in my life. I'm just taking it in. That was my
introduction, man. Oh, no. I think you're in, like, a super secure environment. Is there another room you can kind of step out to or something? You're getting a lot of static for a second.
Yeah. Is this better?
You tell me to produce. Hold on, let me ask my producer real quick.
Dylan, how we doing?
Okay, that's good. That's good right there. Okay,
perfect.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know if you've listened to the show. I don't know if you know what's coming. But at the beginning of every interview for a new member of the 93.9 family, we get the anxiety out the way. We always like to get the tough question out of the way. So the rest of the interview will be smooth sailing downhill. Are you ready for the tough, anxiety, you know, uncomfortable, awkward question that I have to start this interview with?
Yeah, I think I'm as prepared as I'm ever going to be, so bring it on.
Okay, so Troy Beckman, as the video producer of Louisville men's basketball, either by coach, player, or local radio personality, have you ever been bribed or influenced to add more of their highlights to any video you produced?
Oh, man, it's... That's a great question. I think everyone likes their spot in the spotlight for sure. Uh-huh. And, you know, if they're deserving of the spotlight, I'll put them on the video. And, you know, I'm thrilled to be on right now. And I'm just, you know, very, very fortunate to be in the position I am with Louisville basketball to be even talking to you guys right now.
No, listen, that was a great response. Listen, the number one goal of all these interviews is don't get any of us in trouble and don't get yourself in trouble, because we all like keeping our jobs. Okay, so speaking of that, I mean, it seems like it would have to be just a absolute pleasure to be around people who don't mind you recording them, who don't mind, who trust you to put a good foot forward on the basketball team. Like, that's a big deal. The reason I was calling you the MVP is because when you don't get a lot of news out of the basketball department, or you don't necessarily get a lot of coaching interviews, I totally understand why. I mean, they're in the gym grinding, they're recruiting, they're absolutely mm-hmm. busy. So you are basically, for a 6 month off-season period, like, people are depending on you to keep the momentum going. I don't know if you realized how much pressure you're under, but does it feel like pressure, and how much do you appreciate, like, being in that position?
Oh, I don't feel any pressure at all. I mean, it's not just me that you know, makes these videos. I have Andrew Lentz, who, you know, really guides me through the process. He's the guy who, if I bring up ideas, he's gonna, you know, polish them off and make sure that we're putting the best forward for Louisville basketball. And, you know, on your point with the access I get, that's just, you know, a tribute to Coach Mack. I mean, when I first got here, that was something that he really, really wanted to establish, is kind of a, you know, an inside look with the program pretty much weekly, so that the fans, because you guys are so passionate here, mm-hmm. just give them an inside look on, like, what's going on. And with COVID last year, we were not able to do that, like, whatsoever, because of guidelines, protocols, and different stuff where, like, people wearing masks all the time. So it wasn't really access that, right, you know, the fans would have enjoyed. And, you know, I was limited on what I could do video-wise with being around the guys a certain amount of time, just because of, all the COVID stuff. So this year it's really, really nice to finally be back in the gym. And with all the new guys, you know, telling their story and getting you guys to, you know, fall in love with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with video producer for men's basketball, Troy Beckman. Okay, so let me ask you this. What guy, because I know, like I said, with unlimited access, there has to be a guy who kind of makes his way to be in front of the camera a little more, and there has to be a guy who kind of, you know, does the side shoulder and doesn't want to be on camera as much. And like I said, I'm not talking about, like, extreme personalities, but give us two personalities. Give me one that's kind of the ham for the camera, and give me a guy who kind of a all-talk, no-play type of guy.
You know, I think right from the get-go, I knew that Rose was going to be someone with a big personality that would come in, and, you know, he's always looking for the camera. He's always smiling. So when someone's smiling all the time, it naturally just attracts, you know, attention, and he's just got good vibes about him. And I think the city of Louisville is really, really going to love him, you know, once they get to know him as a person and also as a basketball player. There are a couple of shy guys on the team, but I think, you know, once I break those barriers and they get comfortable in front of the camera, because a lot of these guys, they haven't had someone like me who's following them around, you know, diving deep into what they're doing on the basketball court and sometimes off the basketball court. So it just takes a little bit of time to, you know, establish that relationship with the players so that they're a little more comfortable having that camera around them, more so than they were prior to coming here.
Are there any particular moments where someone may turn to you and just say, don't put that? Here a lot of times, if we have a Freudian slip up or a little mistake, there's a little saying that'll make a mixtape to our sister station 680. Is there moments where you get a little bit of a jab, like you make sure that never sees the light of day again?
You know, I'll say this: there is a blooper reel that I create throughout the year, and sometimes that's an in-house thing. Sometimes we send that out to, you know, the fans and everything. But there's definitely a blooper reel that, you know, gets added on every single day. And Sam Williamson is so funny. He will give me the death glare into the camera just randomly, whether he's on practice or if he's just, like, walking throughout the gym or something like that. And I think I have at least 50 clips since he started here. That's kind of like his MO with me, and it's awesome. He's a funny guy.
No, I totally appreciate you telling that story. Sam is another guy. We don't really get to see a lot of his, you know, his personality. So, I mean, I'm sure you've been, you know, formed to do all that work. Let me ask you this. As far as the coaching staff, is there any kind of lines between drills that they'd rather not show? Or have you made something to the cutting to the final cutting board and the coaches saw something and said, okay, that's more of a play or that's something that can't go on the video?
Honestly, I can't really think of a time. There might be, like, little things if a drill wasn't exactly executed the way that they wanted it to, but the coaches are really, really awesome with, you know, allowing me to film everything and then also being able to show you guys exactly what's going on the court. And that goes with, you know, Andrew Lentz when he's taking photos and anyone else who's making stuff for our social accounts. They're awesome. They want to give you that like, raw, organic feel. Mm. Pretty much any time. And so they're open with me shooting everything for the most part.
Talking with Louisville men's basketball video producer Troy Beckman, do you have a certain schedule? Like, do they give you kind of a blueprint? Like, we'd like to release a video once a month, or do you just kind of work? And, and when you find something or when you have a finished product, you say, okay, we're ready to put something out.
So they kind of lean on me and Andrew Lentz to really make the social calendar and try and figure out exactly what the talking points are within the team during that week, and then also bringing that onto social. So whatever we're talking about as a team on the court or outside the court or on the weight room, that's something that will kind of like lead our storylines for the week. So it's more organic than kind of a schedule, but also we're trying to make sure that we're hitting good recruiting points, good points with donors, and making sure that the fans feel included every week too. So it's a little bit of a mixture of both, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Troy Beckman of video department. So let me ask you this. You know, we all have our anxieties about our work. I mean, you seem pretty confident or very confident about the work you put out. Again, I know Andrew Lentz, he's good at what he does. So on D-Day, on release date, how much time do you spend on social media? Do you listen to local pundits, or do you wait for reactions? Are you nervous before it gets released? Are you waiting to see if they like it or it sucks or you didn't cover enough? Like, do you have anxiety levels, or do you just kind of like let it go and whatever happens, happens?
Yes, 100%. I have anxiety because you know you put out something, especially with the you got fans that are so passionate. Everyone here wants to make sure that we're giving them the content that they want because they look on Twitter and that's what they want to see. So 100%, I have anxiety. But my routine is I don't even look at my phone for the first at least like 3 hours once something releases, just to let it breathe a little bit and you know get me out of my zone. I'll work out or I'll go get something to eat or something like that in the meantime just to get my mind off it because some of the projects there, you know, they're very time consuming. So it's nice to like get a breather and let things kind of relax and take form and then come back and see what the reaction is afterwards.
A question I would totally have, I would not be doing my job if I didn't ask. There's a lot of people wondering about this. It's kind of like we talked about officiating yesterday. People watch games and they assume that officials just like came up from the ground and showed up with you being a video a producer for the team, kind of give your, mm-hmm. your background story. Cause it's like, how do people get this job? Like, listen, don't tell people how to take your job, but kind of give your background on kind of how you ended up at the University of Louisville.
So I was really, really fortunate when I was in high school. I graduated in 2011, which seems forever ago now. But when I was in high school, they had a video program that was kind of a startup, and I had the ability to have a camera in my hand, and my basketball team at my high school was really, really talented. I think we only lost one game during the season. Mm-hmm. So I asked the coach prior to the season, I was like, hey, can I follow you guys around? Make some mixtapes. And that's pretty much how I got into the business. I went to the University of Minnesota, did videography there, jumped over the Timberwolves for a little bit, went over to Wisconsin to work for the Badgers, and then went back to Minnesota, and it brought me here, and I feel very blessed every day for the path I've taken, that's for sure.
Okay, can you give us one video that you've released that the reaction was just like overwhelming, that you just like, you know, that makes you giddy when you think back on it?
You know, the home videos that we created last year were something I think was really, really special. That consisted of the newcomers from last year. So Carly, Charles, DeAndre, JJ, and Gabe. Having those guys come in, and like we already know, no one had access last year to anything we were doing on the practice court during the summer. So it was really cool to maybe go to some of those guys' hometowns and tell their story and then bring that to life. For you guys to see and get to know a little bit more about Gabe and why he went to the military academy and why he chose Louisville instead of going to another year of high school. That was super special for me because I knew that the fans really wanted it, and I know that everyone else on the coaching staff wanted to show the personalities of the team. So I thought it was great for me and the rest of the team here to showcase those guys at that given point in time.
So just to be clear, you do encourage fan interaction. You do want to know their opinions.
Oh, yeah, 100%, because I think it will make me better because I want to know what the fans want to see. Will I listen to them 100% of the time? Probably not. But at the same time, it'd be awesome to know, you know, what fans are hungry to hear about, so then we can maybe establish that in future stuff.
So you are okay with passing out your Twitter? Because I do think the majority and the extreme majority of this fan base loves the work you're putting out, and I think it's just only right. Like if you give them your Twitter number, your Twitter address, just so they can you know tag you and tell you you know they appreciate it, or you know tell you what they might like to see on one of the next ones if you could.
Yeah, I really really appreciate those kind words. My Twitter is TroyBeckman15, and then my Instagram is TroyBeckmanProductions. But also, go follow the Louisville MBB account for both Twitter and Instagram, and maybe coming soon a TikTok. Not sure, but maybe a TikTok soon.
Okay, last question before I get you out of here. Is there any way that you can give all these millions of listeners of Midday with Marcus Maben any kind of preview, any kind of hint, any kind of tease on when and what kind of video we can expect in the near future?
I don't think I'm going to give you guys, you know, that right now. I think I want to hold off get you guys guessing a little longer, but I know for a fact we have some amazing things established for the summer that all the fans are going to be really, really excited about. I just got done with a meeting earlier today talking about a certain event, and we got a bunch of stuff coming.
Listen, Troy, I really, really do appreciate your time. Enjoyed having you on. I'm looking forward to when you release another masterpiece of work, maybe getting you to talk about, you know, the process and kind of the behind the scenes. Again, I do mean this when I say you have been the MVP of the summer. Like to say, to keep people, you know, involved in the program. Don't ever play sell yourself short on the job you do and how important your job is over the basketball department. I appreciate you coming on.
I really appreciate that, and I look forward to listening to more of your shows in the future, man. You guys have a really, really good day.
Absolutely. That was our mystery guest, our real MVP, Troy Beckman, letting you know what goes on behind the scenes. Andrew Lindsay gets together. Listen, he gets all access. Sam Williamson is the glare guy? Is the camera glare guy?
I didn't see that one coming.
You notice he didn't throw anybody under the bus as far as the hiding from the camera guys.
Well, that's smart. It was his first interview, so let's not throw anybody under the bus.
Actually,
right?
Here's the thing, Ryan. There's only two possibilities. Either nobody is really shy, right? Or... because I have a little bit of this arrogance too, and Troy, I'm saying arrogance in a positive way. I feel like anybody who co-hosts with me, I'm going to loosen, you know, I'm going to loosen them up and I'll get them talking comfortable and I'll get them more engaging with the show and the fans, right? I'm sure he thinks that given enough time, he's going to gain the trust of every single player and they will not be shy by the time he's done with it.
Well, I also think that you kind of see – he probably gets a different side of people that we don't see. And what I mean by that is even if a basketball player is shy in front of the camera, in front of the media or talking on the mic or something like that, they're with their boys and they're playing basketball. You know, he's running around with a camera around the basketball court while they're just out there – you know, playing pickup basketball. They're in their home environment.
Right.
And they're with their boys, and they're just having a good time. And then you throw a camera up in their face, and there's you know, it's like us. Like, right now, like, I always tell people, like, you know, they're like, you do radio, like, do you get nervous when you talk? And I was like, you know, the first couple times I did, but I was like, now I really feel like I'm just in a room talking to Marcus, and I don't think about everybody else that's actually listening at the time that we're talking. And it's probably the same concept with the players. They're like, I have no idea who's going to see this video and when. So I'm just in this. I'm just in the gym with all my teammates, and we're just having fun.
When you trust him to keep it, you know, keep it clean, keep it respectful, then you can just totally be yourself. But again, I know he probably has the same worry I do. I know we have a dump button, right? Mm-hmm. And I know when we have guests in here, I want to protect their reputation as well as anybody. So we're hypersensitive to any, you know, like any kind of little
slip. I'm sure he picks and chooses what he's actually going to post.
Right. No, 100%. But the thing is, like I'm extra cautious about every little thing, you know, and I'm sure he has that, like, you know, the questions I ask, the answers I get, I'm extra cautious because I don't want people to get too loose and then slip up and curse or say something, you know, a little like out locker room talk or anything like that.
Well, the best part about his thing is it's not live, so he can always go back and edit it, where we have the live concept. So we got a 20-second window to decide if we want to let that get hit the airwaves or not.
No, and listen, he sounds like he has more creative control than we originally thought. Like I said, if he and Lentz get together and they can, like, mash it out. And he said if there's a focus for the week, if it's a strength weight room, if it's a certain – so they are kind of getting a blueprint, you know, on what to cover. So,
well,
yeah.
I'm sure that they have a sit-down meeting and Mac kind of lays out the groundwork, like, this is what we can post, this is what we can't post, this is what we're trying to do with these posts, and then he lets them kind of get creative and do what he wants. But he kind of, I bet you Mac says, like, this is the type of message we're trying to portray, this is what we're trying to use this social media account for, you know, and then he lets his guys go. I mean, that's what a good manager does. I mean, you know, this, you get the guidelines and then you let your guy go and see how creative they are.
And I'm glad I didn't forget to ask the background, because it's like I didn't want somebody who's good at a little TikTok here and there, a little bit of editing, you know, like, oh, dude, I could be doing that job. It's like, no, dude, this dude is, he's at Wisconsin Badgers, University of Minnesota, Minnesota Timberwolves. I can't believe you didn't jump in, and like a good co-host should. He worked with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and you didn't ask a question, Brian.
I know.
Why do you? The reason I beg for you to put the headphones on is because you could perfectly say, you were supposed to raise your finger and say, Hey, Troy, this is Brian Hall over at ESPN. I got a question about your time at the Minnesota Timberwolves. What, you didn't jump in on that, Brian?
You know, I thought about it because it rang a bell when he said something. And then I was like, what do I ask? Like, I'm like, it's cool that he's with the Timberwolves, but what do I really want to know? But I think more of the stuff that I would want to know would be stuff that I would ask off air.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Than what I would actually ask on air.
You messed up by saying, what would you want to know? You're supposed to say, what would the people want to know?
What
do
the people want to know?
Right.
The people.
Right.
But the thing is I want to know what I want to know, not what the people want to know. I want to get the behind-the-scenes talk. No, like, what are the star players talking about, you know? Are they happy?
At some point, I did start to turn to you, but I didn't know if you had a question ready or not,
yeah.
And I didn't want to just kind of throw you on
the
spot.
Well, I heard the Timberwolves, and it definitely rang a bell, and I did not know that. I'm glad that I know that now,
mm-hmm.
And now that we've made a connection with him, I might reach out to him sometimes, see what he's hearing about some stuff, but yeah, I mean, it's interesting that he has an NBA background, that
mm-hmm.
he's been doing this for a while, and that he's familiar with what Louisville's looking for. I like that.
100%. Like I said, you tell me, Wisconsin, that's a big program, man. Like Wisconsin, yeah, the University of Minnesota, Timberwolves, Louisville, I'm here for it.
And, honestly, people underestimate now, like, social media is such a big form of getting the word out there, and basically he's a hype man, and he's, trying to build the hype. Like you said, he's keeping the fan base engaged in the off season. Like, hey, basketball's right around the corner. Don't forget about it, and then he sends out these dunk videos, and you're like, all right.
I know what you're saying, and I get it, but here's the thing. I want to be careful about using the phrase hype man.
Yeah.
Because when I asked him about what are some of the pieces that, that you were most proud of, kind of the things he talked about the connection. And we talk about that here all the time. These players are young men growing. They're learning every day. Like him talking about going from family life to move in to, home life, telling their personal stories. If that side of him is the thing he's most proud of, he fits in right here, because we say, listen, you have to remember, like, enjoy every aspect. Don't just wait for a loss and then try to fire a coach or wait for a kid and then he sucks. And, you just don't wait for drama. So that's why I want to say it's not all just hyping things up. It's you getting to know the program, you getting to know. And I was glad that he said Coach Mack gave him the assignment of let people get to know these guys so they can, know their team.
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, there's what you're talking about. Then there's hyping up the fans. Then there's hyping up recruits.
Yeah.
Then there's kind of getting the message out to recruits. And, like, there's just his job. Yeah, there's so many different types. He's trying to engage a lot of different categories of people.
Last one before I hit the top of the hour. How nervous do you think he is when he releases a video to a rabid fan base like this? Because here's the thing. Not only does he know this fan base is insane, but he knows the rival fan base.
He knows he's going to get it from Kentucky.
Yes, yes. So he has to, he has to be edgy. He has to be a little dangerous. And, oh, you know what, Marcus? I dropped the ball. I just realized I dropped the ball. You know what I was supposed to ask him?
What?
Stop putting those weak dunks on the videos.
Oh, yeah.
Only the real. Oh, Marcus, I'm sorry, listeners. I'm sorry. Oh, I just did you a huge disservice. I dropped the ball.
You know what? And if you made that comment, he would have thought about it every time.
I know, and he's listening right now, so I know he still's going to hear. Listen, Troy. The soft lay-in dunk, the little fingertip dunk, if the rim don't snap, don't put it on these videos. If it's no screaming or if it doesn't look like it hurts their hand, don't put those little cool, smooth dunk. We need intense plays. Even if they're just crashing into each other, we need it. Don't put those, because it's going to drive me insane. And the fans that listen to me know I'm going insane. And I just can't do. And tell them, Troy, you're the video guy. Next time they try to get more time on the video, say, listen, y'all ain't dunking hard enough to get on the video. You don't think he should tell him that, Brian?
No, I do. I do, because
that's why he's the MVP.
See, he's the hype man for the team, too.
Yes. Like, tell him, like, dude, man, I just did an interview with ESPN and Marcus Maben, and he wanted me to personally pass it along and says, y'all, I can't do my job if y'all are in here dunking this ball soft like this. No, I need finishers, Troy. The fan base needs to know these kids are becoming finishers. Not layup guy. Don't put smack in the backboard on my videos anymore. Look, now we're all cool. I'm like, man, T-Beck, man, come on.
T-Beck?
Yeah, T-Beck, listen. No soft dunks on any of the videos. That's the only rule we got. You're doing a great job keeping everybody engaged. No soft dunks. And if you see some shoes untied, if you see somebody's shoe come off, you video record. You video that. You send it to me.
Going back to your original question about if he gets nervous when he puts out a tweet, I would say that if after you've been doing it for so long and that it becomes routine and you don't think about it as much, but there's no doubt that you know, like whenever I make a tweet or anything, like I read it and then I read it over again and then I double check it and like and then I post it and then I read it again and like I'm sure he does all the editing for the video the night before, gets that into place and then kind of double checks the wording and stuff. But I would, if I were running a Twitter handle like he is
for the University of Louisville men's basketball department,
I would probably triple check everything.
Listen, completely quadruple, like you better not mess this up, because now that the fan base knows who you are, they're going to follow you. What is that, Troy Beckman 15? This fan base, follow him on Twitter, know him, and hold him accountable for the awesome video. Listen, hold him accountable for putting weak dunks on there, but give him his props when he puts video masterpieces out for the public to consume. Middays with Marcus Maben, rolling along here on 93.9 The Ville.